The familiarity is becoming quite something, Gary, isn't it? In that, that's another performance that could well have yielded 3 points.
Yeah, it was. As I just said, you know, we played against a very good side tonight. For me, the best side that we've played so far this season. And it was a difficult game for us. But I felt our game plan and our setup to try and nullify their threats worked pretty well for the majority. But they did have their moments. But we had really good moments too. Like, and I thought it was a very good performance again. Just think those little bit of margins are against us at the moment and continue to be a little bit. Plus a bit of self-infliction as well, where, you know, the penalty, for instance, you know, we know we should be scoring that and chase chances after that. But we're confident that those margins will change. The key is to keep performing how we are. And we know that if we can continuously perform like we are doing, you know, we're not concerned at all about wins and stuff like that. But of course, ultimately, we want wins. We want to give our fans the wins. But I think our fans, and I think you can see, everyone can see what we're trying to do, the foundations we're trying to put in, how we want to play, have a blueprint for it, and try and get better and better as time goes on. So those lads are working incredibly hard. But the key is to turn those margins into something more for us, you know, and that's what we're working towards.
It was doubly disappointing for Hotter because he's starting to actually produce end product at the end of it. He took his goal very well for a start.
And I think that proves the work that we're doing with them and the attitude of the players, you know. They are producing, you know, and we are getting into the situations you want to get into with clear-cut chances. And so technically we'll work a little bit more with that, of course, like we always do. But, you know, I think there's that little bit of... The margins have been against us in those situations, you know, but that's no excuse. We know we need to win. We know we need to get 3 points. But it's very hard to stand here again on the back of, for me, what was the best team that we've played this season, a difficult match for us. Then they got a squad full of quality, you know, Premier League quality, and we were mourning a match for them. So that's something to be proud of. But ultimately, wins is what everyone wants. But everyone that watches us, everyone that's been here can see what we're trying to do, and we trust in that and take our confidence from that, and we know that if we continue that way, that we'll be just fine.
And a reminder of how good the Djukovic-Adams partnership can be, that again it created openings, and Shea, you could see his reaction to the chance that he missed.
Yeah, and it's like anything, you know, they just need that margin to go for them, and you'll probably see them fly, you know, and go on runs and runs of goals and stuff like that, or the team on runs of wins or whatever it may be. But it is what it is right now, but it's very difficult to stand here and be disappointed with pretty much 95% of what we're doing. So that's a lot of what you can ask for as a manager, as a team. But we're well aware, everyone knows, you know, I can be very clear with that. Of course, wins, of course, 3 points rather than 1 point is what we want, and that's what we're fighting for. But these lads are fighting hard for it. You can see that. And I have no doubt that if we continue to fight how we're doing, sticking together, everyone, our fans, you know, those small margins will turn us into wins and we'll be just fine. So, it's mixed feelings again, but a lot of positives. The positives of the season way outweigh any negatives, but we need to turn those small negatives into positives as well.